Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Stand, stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bears need. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Bridge driver, verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Book has sophisticated, like old Trinidad is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere verse can never budge me. I know the diron, contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC. The mirrors are releasing the virus, I can't tell. Just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking thought, I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent, and still represent, and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the Lord of the land? When the Lord's of my land, keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands. And fill my heart with such wickedness. For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes. Makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with an analysis like a cigarette, true bad, keep writing. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Time to get up on your grind, put it in gear. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Introducing Armin Ray.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things, for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Aden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Haruk Amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Imani Speaks. I am your host, Amen Ray Minute Out. Today's discourse is titled Secret Sermon. And the quote of today's show comes from the Natir Sesson, Book 7, verse 99, and it goes as follows. And learn from me, above all other virtues, entertain silence. Part to no man, O son, the tradition of regeneration, lest we be reputed calumniators, for we both now have now sufficiently meditated, I am speaking, you in hearing. And now you intellectually know yourself and our Father. End quote. Today's discourse, I have somewhat of an internal struggle with it. And the internal struggle comes from what I just quoted. Here I am doing this show. Every Heru come in, the English day is called Sunday. And I'm speaking of constant themes that I carry throughout my show as the theme of, or the themes of, the devil becoming an angel of light and also regeneration. I push those themes often pertinent to the reason why I do this blog talk program called Imani Speaks. I was listening to another blog talk show earlier. I can't recall the title of it, but the host was talking about darkness versus light, which is the situation that we're actually engaged in right now. I can say that we don't have much time. And what I mean by that is that I can feel the forces of darkness ready to strike. And I was very disturbing events are on its way. They have been plotted, they have been planned, and they are now in the operation of being executed. And when these plans are fully executed and they come to, well, we would say come to light, but when they reveal themselves, a lot of people will suffer and suffer terribly. I guess it was Sesson that's just saying to me, Amon Ray, to go ahead and speak the secret sermon. And this secret sermon is the heart of Indirazi Amani. That's why I'm going to go to the heart of Indirazi Amani today. And I'm going to read to you our three prayers. And when you hear these prayers, realize the power within them. Hopefully you will begin to see the reason why I introduce this culture called Indirazi Amani and speak on it and pretty much stuck with it ever since it was introduced to me, because we strongly need to realize that the devil has become an angel of light to prevent us from regenerating. Some people go, regeneration, what is that? And why is it so important? What is it? Is merely you and I fully maturing back into our original nature as Netir, or I should say Netaru. Netir is single, Netaru is plural. What you would call angel, some call Elohim, some call Alahuma, etc. English translation is angels. You are the original angels of creation. And your fall from that state of angelhood is you and I becoming souls trapped in bodies, whether it's fish, creeping, crawling things, flying fowl, or the top of that class, which is becoming man and woman. And the whole purpose of us getting to the top of the chain as man and woman is to realize our connection to the creator of the universe and regenerate back into that. Regenerate into our original nature. Regenerate into who we are, naturally, who we are. So, with that said, I'm going to go into the heart of Indirazi. I start out saying, holy is Amen, the Father of all things. Holy is Amen, whose will is performed and accomplished by his own powers. Holy is Amen, that determined to be known and is known of his own or those that are his. Holy are you, who by your word has established all things. Holy are you, of whom all nature is the image. Holy are you, whom nature has not formed. Holy are you, who is stronger than all power. Holy are you, who is greater than all excellency. Holy are you, who is better than all praise. Accept these reasonable sacrifices from a pure soul and a heart stretched out to you. O you unspeakable, unutterable, to be praised with silence, I appeal to you that I may never err from the knowledge of you. Look mercifully upon me and enable me and enlighten with this grace those that are in ignorance, the brothers of my kind, but your sons. Therefore I believe you, and bear witness, and go into the life and light. Blessed are you, O Father, your man would be sanctified with you, as you have given him all power. Ha'arin, amen. Then I move on to the midday prayer, which go as follows. Which way will I look when I praise you? Upward, downward, outward, inward. For about you there is no manner, nor place, nor anything else of all things that are. But all things are in you, all things from you. You give all things and take nothing, for you have all things, and there is nothing that you do not have. When will I praise you, O Father? For it is neither possible to comprehend your hour nor your time. For what will I praise you? For what you have made, or for what you have not made? For things you have manifested, or those things you have hidden? Why will I praise you as being of myself? I haven't anything of mine, my own, or rather being another's. For you are what I am. You are what I do. You are what I say. You are all things, and there is nothing else you are not. You are you, all that is made, and all that is not made. The mind that understands, the Father that makes and frames, the good that works, the good that does all things, of the matter, the most subtle and slender part is air. The air, the soul. Of the soul, the mind. Of the mind, amen. And I'm going to wrap it up with the evening prayer, which goes as follows. O communion, which is in me, praise the all. By me the truth sings praise to the truth. The good praises the good. O life, O light, from us to you comes this praise and thanksgiving. To you, O Father, the operation or act of my powers. I give thanks to you, O Amen, the power of my operations. By me your words sing praise to you. Receive by me this reasonable or verbal sacrifice in words. The powers that are in me cry these things. They praise the all. They fulfill your will. Your will and counsel is from you to you. O all, receive a reasonable sacrifice from all things. O life, save all that is in us. O light, enlighten. O amen, the spirit. For the mind guides or feeds the word. O spirit bearing workmen. You are amen. Cry these things to you. Through by the fire. By the air. By the earth. By the water, by the spirit, by your creatures. From eternity I have found means to bless and praise you, and I have what I seek, for I rest in your will. Ha'arin, amen. The heart of Indirazi, Amani. Those prayers. I wish I could say that I honestly say all three prayers every day at the appointed times, but I don't. And I can admit that I don't do that. And some may look at me and go, but you are a Namir of Amani. How can you tell me to do things and not do it yourself? And my answer is, that's why I don't use this platform to tell people what they should do and should not do. But as a Namir, my responsibility is to teach the light versus the darkness. it's my job to point out the difference between the light and the darkness. You often hear me say this on the show, that our souls are trapped in the darkness of the times. And what that means to me is whatever time frame our souls take a body, connectiveness of each soul is broken apart, is divided, that we don't see our connection to the whole or to the one. As I generally say, is the Sesson or Amen. I'm not a polytheist. When I speak about Sesson and Amen, I am both speaking about operations of the one. Amen and Sesson is no different. There's no difference to them to me. They are just different operations of the one that I'm describing. You hear me speak of the one as the Father. And that's not because I'm some misogynistic man, that don't acknowledge and respect the female principle. Because when I speak of Amen, I'm speaking of the male and female principle of the one. That is not void of neither. And so, I know feminists out there would say, so why don't you call Amen the mother? And I would probably answer back with a question, why don't you call Amen the father? I'm not negating the principles of mother when I call the creator the father. I just happen to overstand what it means to be a father. To create, to provide. All of these are characteristics of a father. And I learned this from the creator of the universe. From beginning to understand the functions of the one, that I have those same responsibilities in this life as a man. And despite all the hardships that I've had personally, I realize that I cannot stop being a father. That means I cannot stop being a husband. I cannot stop being a son, a nephew, an uncle. Just because of my personal challenges or my personal hardships, why am I telling you this? Challenges you may have in your life, that doesn't excuse you from your duties and responsibilities, whatever it may be. And when I think of those duties and responsibilities, I often refer to the 7th chapter in the Neter Sesson called His Secret Sermon on the Mount. And like I said, the quote that I read at the top of the show, it really gets to me. You know, I come on this show every Heru come in. Well, almost every Heru come in. And I talk about regeneration. And one of the other themes that I tie to regeneration, it's not even in the Neter Sessin. It comes from your Bibles, that the devil became an angel of light. Because the devil became an angel of light to keep you and I from regenerating. Why would the adversary do that? What's the purpose? To keep this illusion going. That's the purpose. This illusion of life. And what do I mean by that? You know, generally, the illusion of fame and fortune that we see in this life it's truly an illusion. Why is it an illusion? Because it has nothing to do with us regenerating, but we have to deal with the illusion every day of our lives. And until we know that it's an illusion, we cannot take control of that illusion and allow it to work in our favor. Because many of us don't believe that fame and fortune is an illusion, it's always used against us to degenerate our souls, to ensure that we do not reach the level of regeneration that we need to reach by the end of our lives. Because at the end of our lives, when we depart these bodies, we go through the process of resurrection. But you cannot resurrect if you do not regenerate in life. Regeneration is what we concentrate on now, is what we must do now. I said it at the top of the show that, you know, the time that the adversary and his minions, or its minions, is about to strike, and they will bring darkness, calamity, and tumultuous times when they do strike. I'm not saying this to fill you with fear and doubt, that you just would have to submit to whatever they're going to throw at us, that at all. Just the opposite. No matter what they throw at you and I, that we already have what it takes to overcome it. When I begin to realize that, it really awoken purpose in life. And I'm not talking about my purpose just to shine a light on me, because this is not about me. This is about us. I realized that my purpose is to encourage others to know that they have the light in them to withstand the darkness of the times. Yes, you definitely have the light within you already. You always had it. You have it within you, in you, to withstand the darkness of the times. And because you have this in you, no matter what they throw at you, you and I at this time, no matter what they throw, we can overcome it. You are a mortal amen. I'll say it again. You are a mortal amen. That means that you have the power within you right now to overcome the adversary. Always had it. We have to stop listening to the adversary's propaganda ads, i.e., entertainment. Entertainment is presented to you and I as a pastime, and to some, a much needed pastime. Some of us feel that if we're not entertained, there's no purpose to life. And so we go rushing and dashing to the illusions of this world. And we give them praise merely through the attention that we give to it. I don't know how many times every day I witness people praising entertainers, whether athletes, musicians, actors, artists of any from any discipline, for the sake of just putting them up on a pedestal. And they'll tell you that if you're not on TV, or if no one knows you, that you are irrelevant. You don't exist. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, if you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, if you're listening live or on the phone, please dial into 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say, first, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotep. For those listening on the phone and on playback, I will continue. So, we come to a point where we are tuned in to the entertainment that surrounds us every day. And it distracts us from the natural powers that we have dwelling within us. And I say that the way to awaken those natural powers is to tap into the Natir Sesson. www.enderazi.org. That's www.enderase.org. And I tell you that not to sell a book, but actually to reawaken the light within you. To reawaken the light within you. To regenerate what you naturally are. Again, I say that when I read the verse at the top of the show, it really disturbed me. What I talk about regeneration is something that Tahuti told his son, keep silent about it. Don't impart it to any man, lest you be reputed calumniator. And I've seen that it's a strong theme in the Nitya session. So I often talk about it. And then I ask myself, am I a reputed calumniator? Because I talk about it all the time. It's disturbing to me. Time I feel honored that I was given this secret sermon, that I was given the intelligence to understand this secret sermon. And because of my understanding of this sermon, that I can to others. The whole purpose of teaching it to others is to get them to regenerate so that we all can resurrect. These affairs of being forever human, like a vampire, it's a curse. But so many of us, we want to do just that. We want to be forever human. We don't see that there's something greater waiting for us, to be one with the one, to be one with our men again. And that doesn't mean that you run off and kill yourself, because you will not be one with our men if you run off and kill yourself. You will just become another human soul. Or worse than that, you're degenerating to a demon. For that's what demons are. Souls that never regenerated. They're immortals that do not regenerate. That's what the demons are. I know out of the major religions that concept is hidden. It isn't discussed. It isn't talked about. Wouldn't you think something that vital would be discussed in these major religions if these religions are for uplifting souls, as many of us think they are, but they're not? That's why I keep saying the devil became an angel of light, because these religions are not here to uplift souls. They're here to destroy them, to degenerate them, in other words. So this illusion will keep going. Sometimes when I'm sitting in my bed by myself and I'm thinking of why the Creator sent me to the earth and to assume the life as Reggie Help, and I say to myself that, what I ask myself first, why am I here? Then as I ask myself that question, the answer comes immediately: to regenerate souls. It's not for fame. It's not for fortune. It's not to be praised by the people around me. It's definitely to regenerate souls. Perfect victory in life for me is that every soul I've touched since I've been alive, that I can regenerate them, or I can give them the information that they can regenerate themselves. Let me rephrase that, because I have nothing to do with your regeneration. It's all on you. It's your choice. I took the advice of my sister when she told me to when I come on this show to stay away from telling people about their problems because it's depressing. And it is. I go through different Blog Talk shows and I hear exactly what she's talking about. How some of the hosts, not all of them, some of them, come forth in front of the public and say that they are given knowledge and wisdom, that that's what they're doing. But I listen to their discourses and generally I hear nothing but despair, doom, insults. Love to tell people that they're ignorant, that they're sheeple. And then basically give them the idea that there's no hope for you. You're going to be destroyed, and your children too, and their children, and generations after them. Some of them might as well just say the beast has won. Get ready to all hell the beast. Because you will be praising the beast. That's the message I get from some of them. Even when they say they are for the Creator. They're for the light. They're teaching the light. That's what I get from them. But I will go on speaking the secret sermon of regeneration. Not because it's going to bring me fame and fortune, because believe me, it will not. There's many that hate me when I speak regeneration. Because there's many that has made the choice that they are for the beast. And they don't like that Amon Ra speaking regeneration. Been told that they refuse to allow me to step up and do what I've been brought here to do, because I am not going to ruin the great work that they put together. That great work is to enslave all souls. And this sermon of regeneration, it kills all of that. It destroys it. Because it says that we are all descendants of the One. And from the One we came, and to the One we will return. That's what it means. Our return to the One is our regeneration. Well, no, it's actually our resurrection, but you cannot go through resurrection without regenerating first. So it starts with regeneration. And indeed, it is a victory for all of us to resurrect back to the One. Not some of us, but all of us to resurrect back to the One. Now I know that there are those that do not want that to happen, because they're not resurrecting back to the One, so they don't want anyone else to. They want everyone else to share the same fate as they are. They have. And so they will preach a sermon about continuation of this illusion that we call life, to keep it going. for you and I to live forever, to keep this illusion going. And this is not an immortal state. This mortal thing we call life isn't meant to be an immortal function. It's to teach us to go back to our immortal selves. That's why it's here. You know, there's a lot of pain that goes along with that. And, you know, my biggest pain right now is the loss of my grandmother. Lately, I've been thinking about really this one thing that I remember her saying to me back in the 90s. I was in the hospital for about a month, and I know I got out one day because my relatives came to visit me, and my doctor let me out that day. And I remember going home and my grandmother embracing me. And when she embraced me, she said a prayer over me. And I can remember in that prayer she said that, Lord, help him because they are going to need him. And I remember saying to myself, who is going to need me? And why are they going to need me? Who am I that I'm needed by anybody? And then it made me think about something before that happened, something that a friend had said to me about she was just talking about my actions during the time I was with her, and she was saying that, look at you. I've never met anybody or known or heard of anybody to do what you're doing. You are just a baby, and